Visionary Creative Works, in association with Warbird Digital and StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Previously on Codename Starkeeper.
Imposters! Stop them!
What?
Freeze!
Ah, you've apprehended the missing prisoners. Good work, Corporal.
Thank you, sir!
It was Dorn, right?
Yes, and that stranger from Dorn's hangar.
What? How? We saw his ship explode.
He obviously wasn't in it.
Did you see that? That's the bounty hunter.
Better be the hasty one, boss.
You got that right.
I'm getting on that ship.
Well, good luck then. May the Force be with you.
It is.
Stowaway, are you sure about that?
Feeling like that drink right about now.
This is Janice.
I wanted to thank you for your hospitality.
Oh yes, and how's that?
I left you a gift to thank you for all your service to the Empire.
It's underneath the hangar bay, actually.
What? What do you mean?
This.
There's two right there, just came in the door.
If they call us out in this crowd, we're dead.
Plan?
Working!
Faster!
We need to stall.
Stall, right.
This way.
Oh no, what now? Backstage?
Come on, Horn. Don't freak out on me now.
Lieutenant, you're scaring me.
Here we are.
No, absolutely not. No way.
If you make a scene, they'll have us for sure.
If I were that, I'm...
Put it on!
Sometimes I really hate you, you know that?
Oh, there you are. I was wondering to myself, where are my two newest dancers? Oh, I forgot. They're late! I swear, Bulagra does not pay me enough for this. I was a costume designer on Malastar. All right, let me look at you two. You, my dear, are a vision. Don't let it go to your head. How about... Oh. Oh, my. Well, you are the ugliest human female I've ever seen, but you'll do for now. You'll have to figure it out. Crowd's all drunk anyway. Come on!
Human female?
Oh, nonsense. Pay no attention to that. You look fabulous.
Hey, don't grab
Let
my...
Let go, you two!
Incidentally, you are a vision. Sometimes I forget you're a woman, sir.
Oh, shut up. Let's move.
Did he say dancers?
Now get out there. The music is about to start.
Oh, boy.
His Excellency demands that you wait for him here.
A hut's private quarters.
Never thought I'd see this.
Pretty unremarkable.
Wide doors, a bar, nice furniture.
Please be seated.
Okay, then. Hey,
my master states that you are here as guests. He will be along shortly.
What is this all about?
Bulagra's not high in the echelons of hut society, but what he lacks in barbarism, he makes up for in charm.
A hut? And charm? Those words together, and not separated by has no...
Speak of the devil. Well, of course I didn't mean that literally. I don't have anything. No, I mean literally, I don't have anything.
Implicate the huts conspiring against the Empire? No one would buy it.
Not the Empire.
The assassinations.
Right. It would throw the galaxy into chaos. I don't have it, Bulagra. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I left it with...
Tonka Tonka.
Of course.
What could possibly be on that data card?
Bulagra, you'll pay for
this.
Look at this place. We found Duracrete detonators with your fingerprints all over them. How many acts of subterfuge have you already committed against the Empire?
Want the Mulira?
You'll pay for this, Hutt scum. I swear by...
Chihopoka Fukrida.
I believe you, Belagra.
Ipuna Kopana Kupanki?
I can think of one.
Zell?
Who else? Clearly, he's the assassin.
What makes you say that?
It's the only explanation for him knowing so much. He took great interest in trying to explain the ins and outs of the relationship between the Emperor and Darth Vader.
That doesn't mean he knows anything about it.
I knew him before he was Arborn Zell. He was Xander Arsyl, an Imperial commando. His unit was caught in the riots on Coruscant. I led the support unit on 15 missions, this one the last. I watched him get trampled by the crowd as our gunship lifted away. He survived, and his face was reconstructed, his body rehabilitated. Who else would do that but Palpatine?
Tathnifta Thunk Mogo.
My apologies, Excellency, but I found the stowaways.
I told you this wasn't gonna work.
Look, it was the best plan I had available, and...
Well, would you look at what the Wampa dragged in?
There you are!
Gupta Mobasa.
They posed as dancers. The girl was convincing enough. The other one... Well, let's say I won't be eating for a while.
Oh, thanks a lot!
We stowed away when we saw this one brought on board.
And just what did you plan on doing once you got here?
I think she's still working on the plan.
What if I told you I could hand-deliver the assassin to you?
Really?
Blogger, can I use your data terminal?
How much do you carry in those boots?
Will you give it a rest about the boots already?
Sorry.
This is a tracking device for the cargoes I carry. Using the data terminal, I can access the ship's subspace antenna to locate the data card I left with Haj.
But the hangar bay...
We will see. There we have it. He did get off-world. Or at least the data card did. Galactic East, 130 parsecs, below the plane, 60 parsecs.
What's out there?
Kuna to Mahaley?
Right. Looks like they're headed to Mahaley.
Loyal to the Empire.
Precisely.
Wait. The Empire is responsible for the assassinations?
And someone wanted the Hutts blamed for it.
Why?
My guess is the Empire thinks they've been too neutral. Now that their war against the rebels has gone south, this fits their plans perfectly.
Dobra to Puliyama.
Right. As quickly as we can. We don't know. An interdictor cruiser!
Your Excellency, we're being hailed by an Imperial Star Destroyer.
I don't know if I can get you out of this, but I can try. Let's get to the bridge.
Do you have a plan for getting out of here?
We need to figure out how to disengage the mechanism on the bay doors. Or the thermal lock on the inner door. Or we wait for him to come in and let us out.
Somehow, I don't think that's very reassuring.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Explain to me again why we got on board in the first place.
Because I didn't know what else to do. That's why. If you didn't like what I... What is that?
Oh.
He gave the data card to you?
For safekeeping, in case he didn't make it.
Which he didn't. How do you know it's not a self-destruct?
No, Morgan wouldn't destroy the sensitive cargo he's supposed to deliver.
He also wouldn't want it to fall into the wrong hands.
Look, I can deal with this a lot better if I don't think this thing is gonna blow up.
Sorry. Maybe you're right. So, if someone is tracking it...
Uh-oh. Here already? Wherever here is?
Whoever is tracking that thing, I hope they're on our side.
What kind of weaponry do you have aboard?
3 banks of auto blasters, proton torpedo, ion cannon.
Usual.
Mass driver cannon.
Mass driver cannon?
Yes, sir.
That just may be the edge we need.
No,
they won't see this coming. How quickly can the cannon be brought online and active?
From a cold start, 45 seconds.
Okay, take it offline now. Get ready to restart it on my mark.
What good is a mass driver cannon?
It's a projectile weapon. Should get sucked into the well at twice the speed of normal fire.
Weapons control. Deactivate the mass driver cannon and wait for my signal to reactivate.
Aye, sir.
Systems.
Sir.
Tell the computer to fluctuate power to shields and weapons controls past red line levels and back again.
Sir.
Also tell the computer to fluctuate ion control active setting every 2 seconds.
You'll create a static field around the entire ship.
That's what I'm counting on. Hopefully the tractor beam won't hold. Be ready to normalize on my mark.
Yes, sir.
Should be exactly the 45 seconds we need.
They're locking on with the tractor beam now, sir.
Let me know when they have us.
Right now, sir.
Systems, go.
Roger.
Helm, keep us dead center in that tractor beam until I say otherwise. Got it?
Roger. We have them locked in the tractor beam now, sir.
Still no response from their captain.
Nothing, sir.
Sir, I'm picking up strange power fluctuations all over their hull.
Any effect on the tractor beam?
Negative.
All right, then. Bring them in.
Can somebody shut off that alarm?
Do you know what you're doing here, Stan?
You think so.
You think so?
Have you ever had a hunch, Lieutenant?
No, but I have.
Yes, that keeps coming up, and...
Trust him.
Systems, have you isolated that gravity well?
Yes, sir. The cruiser just off our port side.
Is it a directional well?
Appears that way, sir.
Good. All right, everyone. Get ready for mark. Helm, begin drifting to port on my mark. Weapons, ready to re-engage mass driver cannon. Acquire firing solution on that cruiser and fire 4 barrels at 2-second intervals. I want to confuse that thing. Systems, ready with the normalization. 45 seconds. Mark.
You're not bringing him in straight, Lieutenant.
The gravity well may be interfering with the trajectory, sir. I register the lock still holding.
Very well. But watch it.
Fire!
We're clear of the beam, sir.
Helm, full sublight. Get us on the other side of that Star Destroyer.
Roger!
Weapons, fire ion cannon at the sensor array. Get us clear of the tractor beam.
Aye, sir.
I know it's working.
Status report.
They've just shot free of our beam, sir. 1 second, there she was, and the next...
What in blazes was that?
They've hit the interdictor, sir. The gravity well recalibrating.
Where is that ship?
She's flying under our nose.
Turbo laser batteries. Give them everything you've got.
We've lost turbo lasers, sir.
I can't believe it.
Believe it, sister. I never doubted you for a second.
Helm, it's now or never.
Course laid into Mahaley.
Punch it.
Ion blast, sir. System's failing shipwide. We're dead in space.
Blast! Who in the galaxy was flying that thing? It was brilliant.
Caria, we're here.
Finally.
What, no yawning, stretching, stiff legs or anything? You slept cross-legged with your head on your arms.
And you didn't think that was odd?
Well, yeah, I did. Did you just rip that whole thing out?
I've been a grease monkey for a long time, Haj.
I know, but you're stronger than I thought. And apparently really, really good with locks. You're not going out there with that stupid hydro spanner, are you? We need a plan here.
It's about time, Arcel.
I told you. Janus kept me unnecessarily delayed.
And the Hutt vessel?
They ran into an interdictor between Murja and Kenyon.
Good. Now we'll speak of your reward.
Oh, good. I hate long waits.
Your eternal reward.
So I guess the feeling is mutual.
With Vader dead and the Emperor not yet resurrected, I thought I would find his newest apprentice for him. You are much too large a threat, Arcel, you...
What?
Who did you bring with you, Arcel?
Now wait just a minute. I had nothing to... You stowed away on my own ship, did you?
Holy Sith?
Take some cover, will you, Haj? Maybe try to do something useful.
Kari, you can't go through,
Haj,
they have...
This isn't a hydro spanner.
Been listening to Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, starring the voice talents of
Jim Perry as Morgan Stark, Steve Saylor as Arborn Zell,
Chris Dickey as Haj, Silas Carter as Karya Doran, Christopher Walker as Corin Horn, Philippa Ballantyne as Ayella Wasiri, Andrew Gilbertson as Dirk Harkness, Hazen Nestor as Rogan Carell, Devin Cox as the Sith Agent,
and guest starring
Nathan P. Butler as the Star Destroyer Captain, and John Stollard as the Stage Manager. Featuring appearances by Jonathan Geisel, Zach Ricks, Tom Martin, Thomas Reed, and Tony Mast.
Star Wars and all related original characters, planets, vehicles, and music herein is property of Lucasfilm Limited, and no infringing claims are intended. Visit podcast.indianajim.net for more information related to this project, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, your home for the best in Star Wars fan audio.